And we're going to go first this morning to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. We have new figures showing arrivals through Dublin Airport last week were up 10%, and returning from holiday was one of the top reasons given by residents coming into the country. New legislation putting mandatory hotel quarantine in place has been passed by the Oireachtas and is due to be signed into law by President Higgins. Micheál, good morning. To start with these new figures coming in, a survey of passengers arriving in a one-week period between the 22nd and the 28th of February. What do they tell us?
Yeah, they tell us that they were up on the previous week, about 10,000 the previous week. Then the last week in February, they're up at over 11,000, 10% increase, as you said. And then the big reason given for the over 7,000 Irish residents who are returning into the country through Dublin Airport is that they were abroad for holiday reasons or visiting reasons. Other reasons for coming to the country include visiting a sick relative or for medical reasons. But the big one, holidaying, and I think that will probably raise some eyebrows. Of course, the legislation that deals with mandatory hotel quarantine is also going to include a provision to increase the fine from €500 to €2,000 for non-essential foreign travel. But that's not law yet, but it is set to become law quite soon. The figures and the detailed breakdown also show that people coming into the country, primarily they're Irish residents, over 7,000 or so. Then those that aren't are coming from places like Britain, Spain, Poland and Romania.
Crucially, is there any information if they are coming from these red zone countries, as they're called, or if they had transited through these countries? Is that sort of information provided?
Yeah, that information isn't provided, but of course there is a system in place now, and that's what the fact that this data is being picked up at Dublin Airport would suggest that if someone from the red zone or the 33 listed countries were to come through, that they would have to observe a period of mandatory quarantine, an extensive one beyond others. But I suppose what the opposition will point to is that system of hotel mandatory quarantine that still isn't up and running. And when the Cabinet, as I understand it, discussed it this week, there wasn't an exact date given as to when those hotels will be there and ready to receive people. But the sense and the clear sense talking to several sources was that that needs to happen within the next fortnight.
So no date, no exact date for when it's going to take off. But information emerging last night, Micheál, about the use of the army in either securing or transporting individuals who would be going into hotel quarantining.
Yeah, from what I know, as those plans are being drawn up at the moment, the Defence Forces will have a key role to play, not in the everyday running of the hotels, that'll be done by a private security firm. But when it comes to things like transport, moving the people from the airport to the hotels, it's likely the Defence Forces would have a big role there. Also, getting the hotels ready, essentially, the Army's logistical skills there and ability to set up a camp quickly will be used. And the IT system, the computer system that will underpin the entire process, that's also likely to involve the Defence Forces. So you can see the plans beginning to take shape, but some of those involve still using words like operationally challenging. So it will take a little bit of time yet, but 2 weeks seen as at least the political deadline that's been set for this, although that is an informal one, I understand.
The parliamentary party meetings last night, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and criticism, I think, at both meetings of the slow pace of vaccine rollout, and criticism too at the Fine Gael meeting at the Tánaiste, having a cut off the Green Party TD Patrick Costello over these High Court proceedings he's initiating around this CETA agreement, the agreement between Canada and the European Union. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, as reported from the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, fairly strong words from the Tánaiste about the action that Patrick Costello is taking in the courts. The Tánaiste understood to have said this was far worse than actually voting against the legislation or the proposal in the Dáil, because it was taking a court action by a member of government who was in that government, and saying too that not everyone in Fine Gael had an appetite for joining the coalition, but they would never contemplate taking any court action against it. I think that is illustrative of the kind of tensions that exist on that CETA agreement proposal, which is slowly beginning to make its way through the Oireachtas following an unsuccessful attempt to do that fairly swiftly late last year. But it shows there's some way to travel on it. And I suppose it does raise the question as to how will government relations sit at the end of that process. You still think there is a majority numbers within the House to get it passed whenever it does make it to the floor after going through committee first. But what will the impact be on government at the end of it? Also at the parliamentary party meetings, for the first time really, fairly sustained and at times stinging criticism of the vaccine rollout programme, taken on board by the Taoiseach, who said he had spoken to the HSE about the need for what was termed proper communication and perhaps the possibility of setting up a direct line to allow for queries on the vaccine to be dealt with and also to assist GPs. But several TDs in both parties expressing concern about the inability of some GPs to still get vaccines to administer to the over 85s, and also concern too about the fact that targets have been missed.
And very briefly, Micheál, was the government taken completely by surprise yesterday with the British move on the grace periods on trade within the protocol?
Yeah, I think the language from the government's fairly strong on that last night. The Taoiseach describing it as being unhelpful and also urging the British to get back and negotiate with the European Union at the joint committee level, but also saying too that unilateral actions like this undermine the trust necessary to reach agreements. So strong words there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent. Thank you very much.